carpet.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
You what?
Well, that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Gosscast with myself, Alexandra Ryan, and Goss.ie editor Kendra Becker. How are we today?
Good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. What did I do?
Were you at a gig? No, that was the weekend before.
No. Oh, it was me and Al's anniversary.
Second year anniversary.
Yeah. We went to Gloria Astoria. I was actually dying to go there.
Was it lovely?
Really lived up to the hype.
Oh,
it was really nice.
I really want to go.
I had the seafood pasta and you would love it.
Was it really good?
Yeah.
I was thinking of possibly going there for my birthday dinner this year, which is months away, but I've just been like, maybe I should
save it. Oh, book it now because it's very hard to get a booking. Right, like, we went at 5 o'clock. Like.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Nice early bird.
Now, did Al book that or did you book that? Was it his idea to go somewhere romantic?
I told him to book it. Now, to be fair, he actually was going to book Dion, but there was no reservations.
Oh, Dion's a great romantic place to go as well.
And then I was like, no, I want to
Dion's also booked out for like a year. That'd be a good birthday place to be, right? Whichever place can have me in the next 6 months, I suppose.
Let us know.
Did you get up to anything else other than that over the weekend?
No, we went to Dundrum to get last minute bits because I'm going on holidays this Friday, which I can't wait.
It's going to be fab.
So
is there a heat wave where you're going?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're like happy degrees. About it. You're like, it's good.
No, it's going to be bad. Like, because I'm going to a wedding for the first part of it.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that there's a wedding at the start.
Yeah. Now, the wedding isn't until 8 o'clock at night because they know it's going to be so
hot. What sort of dress are you wearing, like material-wise, to keep yourself cool?
It's like a chiffon kind of.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It's kind of like a midi dress.
Do you have any of those fans that we've had in the office?
I have an electric fan,
yeah, you need to I'll bring that.
But yeah, it's going to be like over 40 degrees because like where we're going is like mainland Spain and it's always really hot there anyway. Like there's no breeze.
Why anyone would get married in mainland Spain?
I know. July. Like, oh.
There's not a breeze to be had there. Do you have any hot takes for the weekend? Or sorry, what did I do? I went to the Minions premiere on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that looked so cute.
So funny. I had 5 of my nephews with me. So thanks to Universal for giving me 8 tickets to attend. But it was really cute. They did like face painting. So like they face painted the kids into the Minions. The movie was actually so funny.
Oh, really?
They write for adults, some of those.
Yeah.
But the guy who made the movie, like so the guy who owns Illumination, which is the company that makes it.
Yeah.
He just got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star the other day.
Oh,
but the movie's kind of all about old Hollywood. It's actually so good. Oh. It's actually a really good story.
So is Gru in that?
No,
it's
about
just
the Minions.
Minions.
It's kind of like a prequel to how they are where they are now.
Yeah,
and it's about them basically stumbling into like Hollywood back in the day. It's actually really good, but it was so funny. Like there were times where I was like roaring laughing, and like the kids were like,
"Did the kids like it?
They did love it.
Would they sit through a movie like?"
Yeah, no, they were actually good. Once or twice, my sister's little boys came over. Me and my sister Russell together, kind of like, "Mommy, can you open this?" Or, "Mommy, can I sit with you?" Like, so like definitely towards the end, they were a little bit. But then all the boys were together. So it was like a boys' day out.
Oh,
so they were loving
so
it.
Cute.
But they had like sweets for them all. And then they got to like make their own little minions. Like it was very cute. It was very cute. So yeah, that was good. But yeah, hot take wise, do you have any hot takes for this week?
What's my hot take? My hot take is don't bother buying a house because it's the most stressful thing. Guys, I can't do it anymore.
You can't. But honestly, Kendra, I'd love to introduce you to someone who's gone through buying a house because you are not having it hard. I'm telling you. I know that sounds really like, I don't know, but I'm not taking it seriously. I am. But like, I know people who've like got their house pulled after 7 or 8 months of negotiations or like actually fully moving in and then being told, sorry. Or like they've realized that they built something in
but
the
back. But it's just my experience has been shit.
It's been bad, but it's not, I just think it's not as bad. It could be worse is what I think.
Yeah.
It's still very
but it's
stressful.
It's still very stressful. And everything just costs €1,000.
If
you want a report for anything, it's €1,000 immediately.
It's so
gone.
Expensive. But the good thing about buying a house though is, as annoying as all those things are, once you get it though, you have a house.
Yeah.
For the rest of your
life. Trying to think like that.
Whereas if these were issues happening in a rental, it's like such a fucking waste of time. But like at the end of this, you will have keys to your forever home.
Will I?
You will. No, you will. You will.
I don't know. I'm losing hope.
But honestly, I know people that have spent like 4 years trying to get a house and like have been let down like 3 or 4 times or outbid or realized that like something was built there that shouldn't have been. Or found out that all the plumbing was like not working and like, you know, like there's crazy stories. So no, it's just not easy buying a house.
No, but it's so stupid though, because they're doing all these new builds, right? And the Help to Buy scheme. is capped at 500,000. And is there any new builds in Dublin that are under 500,000?
I would say no. In the country, there is none that is 500. I actually was listening to a report yesterday that Dublin house prices have fallen by 2% for the first time in 3 years, but that rural Ireland, it's increased.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's no.
No, there is ones that are for like less than the likes of like Carlo and stuff. They're
new
like
builds.
Yeah. Mm. Like my cousin got one for like 300 and something thousand, really? 3-bed in Carlo. Brand new house.
But I think that if the government don't want to change all the laws or all the rules, whatever, but there should be different rules for a capital city.
Yeah.
Where
100%
the cap is just slightly different. So if they want to keep the cap, that's grand.
Yeah.
But then there should be a cap, and in Dublin it should be like 750 is the cap, because that is the price minimum of a new build.
And it makes no sense, because they're wanting all these people to move into these new builds because it's more environmentally friendly and stuff. But people can't fucking afford them.
I also don't like a lot of the new builds, the Dublin ones.
Yeah, they're really
so like squished together. And it's like, here's your garden, and it's like a patch of grass.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's very clinical.
I actually
looking.
Really enjoy watching the TikTok and Instagram videos from estate agents being like, look at this house. The comments on it are so
I know, they're
funny.
Like the state.
It's like now available for 1.2, and people are like, there's not even a full bath in that. Like some of the comments are so funny on it. You just have to laugh at it. But
so
I was listening to this report the other day. I can't remember who it was. Was it someone RT? And they were talking about how it's gone down by 2%. It's obviously a very small amount, but they were like, it is starting to change already because so many houses are being built at the moment.
Mm.
And because the rental changes that came in March, so many landlords have stopped renting their houses. They're all on the market.
Yeah.
So like it is, everyone is saying that like 2027 and 2028 is actually going to be quite good for buying.
Yeah.
Like even near my house, there's like 3 different developments at the moment making houses and apartments, like building them right now. So like hopefully it will get a little bit better, but they're still going to be expensive.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Like there is new builds out there. Just no one can afford them. Like they're literally 3 beds for like 750,000.
I know.
Like,
Joe was telling me about the one in my estate. That's shit.
It's
starting crazy. At 725. No, it is.
Okay.
It is depressing. But you could be in a position where you couldn't afford to move in, or you didn't get them work. Like there are good parts.
Yeah.
You have to try focus on those, because I just know people are really struggling at the moment to even get a mortgage. But you're right. Once you do get it, you still have all this shit to like deal with as well.
I think I thought it was kind of plain sailing for ages, and then I was like, oh,
and
we're buying at the worst time as well, because everyone's on holidays.
I
so like
know.
1 week, like our agent was off for like 2 weeks. Now we're gonna be gone.
I know.
Then your solicitor's gone.
Yeah.
Like it's just
solicitors love being off in the summer as well.
Yeah.
No, but it will all work out, and I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. That's the one thing about buying a house, is like at the end of it, you do have something forever. It's not like you have something that you're still unsure if you're gonna lose it or not. Like as in, that will be it then.
Yeah.
So once you sort that out, and you'll always have to spend money in your house anyway. Do you know what I mean? Once you buy a house, the most random things are gonna start happening. You're gonna be like, fuck, I don't have a landlord to be
I know.
Fix that. You're gonna be like, I'm the landlord now.
Yeah, no.
I need to fix it now.
Ah!
Do I have any hot takes? I'm trying to think what I've done the last 2 days. I've actually been so tired the last 2 days. I'm trying to remember. I keep getting confused to what day it is of the week. Do I have hot takes? Just people are annoying. That's my hot take at the moment.
Preach it, sister.
I don't know. Is it all the fucking the solstice, the moon?
You know, Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, fucking course it is.
Yeah,
is
I saw it on Instagram this morning. Oh. Yeah, and I was well, no wonder.
Is it in Capricorn? Or is that the moon is in Capricorn?
No, would it not be in Cancer? Because July is Cancer.
There's a
my
moon,
birth month.
Then the moon is in Capricorn then. If the retrograde is in Cancer. Something's in Capricorn right now, because I saw that the other day. But yeah, I don't know. Everyone's just being such an asshole at the moment.
I know.
Like
everyone. It's asshole season, basically.
It's really asshole season. And I just fucking hate everybody this week.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
People are being really fucking rude,
this
I think.
This year has been probably
the worst.
One of the most difficult years I've had in terms of dealing with people.
Yeah.
Just people
and I
are
don't know
so weird at
if
the
it's because everyone is stressed.
Everyone is stressed. Everyone is broke. Everyone's just on like tender hooks or something. It's weird.
Real ratty like.
Yeah, everyone's being ratty, rude, unreasonable. Like I just think people this year. And do you remember at the end of last year, everyone was like, now it's the year of the, what Chinese year?
Fire horse.
The fire,
fire horse.
And everyone's like, this is going to be the best one. I'm like, this has been one of the worst years of my life. Like literally so many terrible
things. The fire horse is
happened.
A prick.
I've had so many disappointments this year. Every like week something happens where I'm like, are you actually kidding me?
I know.
So it's been a bad 6 months. So my hot take is 2026 can fuck off. And I can't wait for it to be 2027. I want to just skip past it. Although we are 6 months in, so maybe the next 6 months I feel like every month though,
maybe
like,
things month will be change. Better. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a weird energy in the air. I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, in happier news, we will get into our big topics of today. First up, Travis and Taylor's wedding. I am so excited for this. And we have to talk about all the rumors because obviously we still don't know exactly what's going to happen. But I saw someone on TikTok the other day saying that they had seen someone be like, oh, like Taylor will want to keep it private and intimate, blah, blah. And they were like, girl, do you know who this woman is? Like, yeah. She's absolutely not going to do that. And from what we can see now, it seems like this is going to be probably the biggest celebrity wedding of all time, I would say.
Yeah. So, yeah, apparently they're getting married at Madison Square Garden, which is the home of the Knicks. I'm sure Timothy Chalamet will have to be dragged out.
Oh, my God. Him and, well, no ring, no bring is the rule. But maybe Kylie and Timothy would get invited as singles.
I don't think they'd get an invite.
They hugged once. Taylor seems to be inviting everyone. If Graham Norton shows up to that wedding, she invited Graham and Donald Gleeson. I want to see them there.
But yeah, apparently there's going to be a more intimate celebration on July 2nd of like 100 people. So intimate.
Okay.
But then the proper big one is apparently on July 3rd in Madison Square Garden. There's like loads of pictures and videos coming out of these massive structures being like brought into the arena of a castle. Apparently a castle is being built inside.
It's like a fairy tale.
I just think it sounds so tacky though.
I just think though it sounds like Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Whether it's tacky or not.
Like, because I know there's a lot of theories that like apparently this is like a cover up and that they're not getting married there at all and that they're actually going to do something really private and blah, blah, blah.
That's what everyone's laughing about though. Yeah. They're like, Taylor isn't actually that like that though.
Yeah. Not and with, I suppose like Travis is very over the top as well. He's fairly out there. And I do get it. Like Madison Square Garden obviously is very significant for both of them. Like it's the home of like music and sport.
Yeah.
So I do get that, but I don't know.
But if you were to think of somewhere where you could build a castle, like it literally would have to be a soundstage in like Warner Brothers or Madison Square Garden.
But like, would you not book a stunning chateau in France?
But I think there's so many issues though with privacy and something like that, because she can be seen getting into the castle. People will be seen, helicopters. For that amount of people, every castle, you'd need to have something outside too. You'd have to have a marquee. Mm. Whereas in fairness, at Madison Square Garden, she can get in and out completely unseen because there's underground parking and everything.
And they can close the roads and stuff.
They can close the roads. She can go underneath. All of the guests could be driven in underground and we literally won't see a single thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of believe it. So maybe she did want to get married at a castle, but then thought about all these things. So it's like, let's just build our own castle.
Yeah.
She could have got married in Madeira Manor now. Everyone seems to be getting married there.
But the rumored cost of the wedding is between 10 and 20 million,
Kendra's
which you'd well
back
believe.
Again with her wedding
I'm like,
cost.
Let me get my calculator out. But it costs $1 million to hire Madison Square Garden for the night. Like
the fact that you can even hire it.
I know. People have gotten married there before, though.
What?
Yeah,
who?
Like years ago. I must get their names, but apparently
like a Dubai prince or something.
Yeah,
like probably. Who would afford that? No, I do think I'm going to be hooked. Like,
yeah, no, it is going to be. But I wonder, like, are they going to post an Instagram pic? Like, I want to know the order of.
I think they will. And it'll be like one photograph.
Being like, your fucking gym teacher and blah, 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 got married.
It'll be like happy ever after and like a love heart and some fucking stunning photo of the two of them at a castle, like the front door of a castle or something.
And you know the way she loves to do her Easter egg things? Like, I guarantee you she'll have some sort of Easter egg about like her next album.
Oh, probably in it. I wouldn't be surprised if they built a full moat around a castle and had like a drawbridge.
So they're bringing in these big structures and loads of people saw that they're being marked as GP, which people think is Garden Party.
Yeah.
And then people were like, is her next album going to be called Garden Party?
Oh,
I was like,
God
lads.
I mean, it really wouldn't surprise me. What rumored guests do we have? Because I think.
Yes.
So it feels like a royal wedding. So to be honest with you, I hope that we do get to see who arrives. And
same.
One of the videos that we saw were people putting out a full red carpet.
Yeah.
Looking Met Gala style. Like a massive, massive carpet on loads of steps. And then they were seen pulling it off. Oh my God. I would say those boys are in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Because apparently they laid out the red carpet too soon. But what I would love, if it is that Met Gala style, that we get photos of at least the people arriving. Like, you know when Meghan and Harry got married, when William and Kate, it was all like, who's there?
Yeah,
what are
I love
they wearing?
That you can see them walking in.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I want that.
Yeah. And like, there's a lot to be said for, like, I'd say they're because you could think that like, oh, why aren't they doing it private? But they're obviously just leaning into the fact that they're both huge celebrities
and they
make just
money
like,
from
fuck
their
it,
fans.
Let's just do it.
So yeah. What guests do we know for sure are coming? So the Hadid sisters.
Hadid sisters, Selena Gomez, obviously, like Taylor attended her wedding.
And there's
too.
There's rumors that she might be a bridesmaid. Nothing's been confirmed, but remember there was reports that Selena could be.
Yeah, and I wouldn't
or
be surprised.
Or that she's playing some sort of like big role in her
maybe
wedding.
Maybe she'll do a reading.
Or she'll do a little song. Like surely there's going to be a musical performance. Elton yes. John performed at Dua Lipa's wedding.
So the rumor is that Tim McGraw is going to perform and.
Country Lads.
Yes, and who is it again?
She probably released a new album at her wedding. Yeah. Taylor, featuring Tim McGraw.
Oh my God, why can't I remember her name? It's literally in my head.
Just someone who's meant to sing on the night?
Yes, it's written here somewhere.
She's obviously not that famous if you can't
no,
remember.
No, she is. I don't know why it's not coming into my brain right now.
It's like Dolly Parton or something.
No. It's
Dolly Parton wouldn't surprise me now. Kylie Minogue.
I'm like, sorry, Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
why
Stevie
was
Nicks.
That literally not yeah. coming into my head? So yeah, Stevie Nicks is rumored to perform as well as Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw is actually the subject of one of Taylor Swift's first singles. She released a single called Tim McGraw. He's
that's
a very
so
famous
random.
Country singer.
But does that mean John Mayer's coming because she's got Dear John, you know, Harry
no,
Styles?
No, God.
Like,
well,
this is
I'd
what
be
I'm interested in.
Because Zoe Kravitz is going to be going.
But there's a no ring, no bring rule.
Harry's on tour.
Harry's on tour, but also, so, remember it came out that a lot of people were unhappy that they're not allowed to bring a plus one unless they're married?
Yeah.
It said it, like, in the invites, basically. So Zoe Kravitz, I feel like, will probably be there. They yes. are like really good friends.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I think she's going to be there.
Then Sabrina Carpenter, Cara Delevingne, Gracie Abrams. Like, will she be allowed to bring Paul Mescal?
Unless Paul is invited himself. Maybe it's for the nobodies that get a no plus one, but if you're famous, you can bring whoever you want.
Like, would Taylor know Paul?
No, but what I mean is because he's famous, maybe they're allowed to bring a plus one.
I mean, their guesses is 1,000 people. Like, I'm sure they can extend
maybe Donal
it
and Graham are going then if it's 1,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
Blake Lively, obviously, this is what I find so funny. So Page Six ran a story saying that Blake Lively had been invited and that Taylor had kind of extended an olive branch.
Yeah.
But if anyone remembers from when the Justin Baldoni stuff was happening or just follows kind of celebrity culture, Blake always uses Page Six to put out her own sources yeah. and Taylor always uses People and Entertainment Weekly. And within hours of the Page Six story, People and Entertainment Weekly said Blake is not invited
yeah.
to the wedding.
Yeah.
So it was like her people were like, maybe if we put it out there, Taylor will like will invite it, her.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, she's not coming. So she's
I'm
definitely
very,
not coming.
Yeah, because there is a lot of mixed reports of whether she's going to go or not. But
she didn't even go to the Bachelorette. She wasn't there. Yeah. She was photographed in New York. But again, whenever I see a People or an Entertainment Weekly report, I know it's from Taylor's
yeah.
actual team.
Yeah.
So she's obviously not coming.
Eek,
and to not be at the Bachelorette,
I know,
you know, that kind of says it all. Is there any big people that maybe we don't know or
Emma Stone
could?
Obviously. Oh, yeah, Ed Sheeran as well, like they go back years.
Yes.
So Ed Sheeran will be there, and yeah, I'd love to know like who is going to pop up and do an old song.
Yeah, like I feel like those acts are boring. I know people really love Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw,
but like I wonder if Taylor's going to get up and sing.
That's what I mean, like, or like would Sabrina hop up and do a little Do You Want the House Tour? She's like, what?
In the castle.
In
the fake castle.
I just feel like there's going to be something pretty spectacular at it. She just has so yeah. many close friends that are in the music. Like, it would be actually really sweet if Ed Sheeran, like, sang them down
yeah.
the aisle.
Doing that song. What's that?
Photograph.
Famous song.
Photograph?
Yeah, I think it
the
is.
One that everyone has at weddings.
As a wedding song.
Oh, his very first one. Oh. Luke, do you know it?
To your loving arms.
Honey, I
Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud. There we go.
There we
yeah.
go.
That's basically what made him famous.
Yes. And obviously a lot of NFL people are going to be there as well. Other people that aren't on the guest list who have been friends of Taylor's in the past are Karlie Kloss. Remember?
Oh,
they used
yes.
to be very close friends.
That's true.
She is not going. And also Kaylee and Miles Teller. She used
oh,
to be
yeah.
very close with them and apparently they're not on the guest list.
Oh, are they not?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Eek.
I wonder, because obviously I wonder, is Johnny McDade friends with Taylor? Because obviously he writes all of Ed Sheeran's music with him, and obviously he just split up with Courtney Cox, and he's seeing someone new. Like, it would be interesting if he was at that wedding and, like, that's his new person would be there too.
The likes of, like, Jack Antonoff is obviously going to be there as well. Yes. His wife, Margaret Qualley.
Stunner.
Yeah.
Absolute stunner.
I really want to know what
happened there.
He didn't
work on their last album, though. He didn't work on the last album at all.
He worked with her on the Toy Story song.
Oh, did he?
Yes. So they obviously have mended whatever weird feud they had.
Unless that Toy Story thing was, like, prepped years ago, though.
No, but she was, like, doing interviews and stuff and talking about Jack.
Oh.
And working
with him.
Remember
I showed you that weird interview with Margaret Qualley where they're like, oh, she's coming out with a new album. Yeah. And she was like, yeah, whatever.
They've obviously mended whatever weird
thing. Is she still friends with Lena Dunham, though?
I actually saw that apparently Lena Dunham is going.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. So Lena and her hubby, maybe. And then Jack and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I've only just I'm nearly finished listening to her book, Fame Sick. It's just so fucking hard to listen to because she's so annoying. And every sentence is just like, boy, me, life's so terrible. And every fucking second page, she's riding someone and it's just so detailed. And I'm like, I really don't need to know that you're getting it from behind again. Like some of the stuff she says in it, I'm like, oh, but it's taken me like 6 months to listen to it.
I would have given up.
No. I need to get to the end now. But the Jack Antonoff stuff in it is interesting because obviously she basically suggests that he had an emotional effect. But Lord, who was like 19 or something at the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore.
There is a lot of lore around
whole
then.
Thing.
But I think in general, I think she's going to wear like the most stunning dress. I think it's going to be stunning.
There's multiple kind of rumors about who she's going to end up wearing, but one of them is Jonathan Anderson for Christian Dior.
That'd be amazing.
Which is amazing. But then there's also rumors about her wearing something from Mont's designers, Laura Kim and Fernando Garcia.
Don't know.
Personally,
them.
Never heard of them. No. But apparently they used to be the creative directors of Oscar de la Renta, which is a very famous
and
bridal
very
designer.
Fairy tale. She's obviously going to wear a fairy tale style dress if she's building a castle.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Travis rolled up on a fucking steed, like a horse. Would it surprise you? Like, it wouldn't
like
surprise
a white
me.
Horse.
Yeah, like everyone just
there
in their white
horse.
I actually
love that song, her white horse song. It's really good.
What one is that?
It's from like one of her first albums.
But like, is like she friends with Miley Cyrus? Is Miley going to be there? I just feel like there's people we've forgotten about that we're going to be like, oh my God, they're like just at it. Stevie Nicks and Miley have performed together before as well.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Are you going to be looking at this when you're on holidays?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm obviously going to have to watch Love Island while I'm away
I know,
as well.
Good luck
Charlene
to Al.
You're
going to have to have it on your Virgin
I'm bringing
media.
My iPad, so.
I've always been able to watch it on a mobile device on the Virgin app.
Okay.
But on a laptop, it's always like your IP is broken, but on a mobile. So your iPad should work.
Yeah, I'll download
once
Virgin
it's mobile.
Media.
Speaking of Love Island, we may get into it because finally...
Finally.
Can I get some justice? When did we say Charlene? We've been
months
the first
ago.
People to say Charlene Murphy, not only that she was going to go into the villa, but that she was going to be amazing on the show.
Yes.
And I've never seen in my entire career anybody be so supported going on to any TV show in the world. Like, I've never seen it. Even with the likes of Maura going on Dancing with the Stars, people are delighted for her, but I've never seen this. Like, this is women's World Cup in Ireland right now. Like, we are just like, oh my God. Like the kind of reactions I've seen on social media just to her literally walking in that tiny clip. But what I find so funny about it all is that me and Kendra obviously have known for like 8 months that Charlene is being lined up. And I know Ellie Kelly did an interview on Ireland AM saying she didn't find out until Tuesday. And that's true. But she did know they were lining her up. As in like there was always a chance she was going on. So we never knew for certain either did she, but she was told
because they have people in like line for the show for months in advance and some people are never chosen to go in because they have to do all those checks and everything months in advance and they just have to do that in case they put you in.
But what I find so funny about it is like I only started watching it about a week ago because I knew like I was hoping Charlene was going to go in for Castlemore, but initially I was like, oh, I don't think she'd be good for Castlemore, like she'd never steal a man off a woman. But then it's like watching it from a producer's point of view when Jasmine and Lorenzo started having their kind of emotional affair. The amount of times the cameras were just on Cavan looking sad and I was like, oh my God, they're sending Charlene in for Cavan. Yeah. Like I literally knew it. I was like, that's what's happening.
You can see them storyboarding it.
Yeah, they're like, this is the person for Cavan. But it's been so interesting because, again, like the amount of DMs we had on the Goss page of people being like, she's on the plane.
Yeah.
This is what she was saying. She's on the way to Mallorca. Here's a video. Here's a photo. Like, it was mad. But I'm so delighted. Like so much more has come out since she's gone on the show. Like, the fact that they've all been speaking about her in the villa is so wild. So on After Sun on Sunday, Tommy, yet another Murphy. Yeah. Tommy Murphy, who Tommy was on too. The show, was like, oh, we've been talking about Charlene the whole time. Because she was one of the first ones to be linked to the show.
But
they obviously all fancy the pants off her to remember that she was even like written about. And he said that the whole time they were manifesting Charlene for Fitzy. Yeah. So Fitzy must have said, oh yeah, like she's a ride.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you notice like during Tuesday's episode as well that it was after Charlene and Kevin were like kissing and he was like, where have you been for the past 4 weeks?
I know. I was he's like, you were reported to be in four weeks ago.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that's what he meant.
Yeah.
But obviously Kevin and Charlene, they've hit it off straight away. And the producers have played such a blinder on it. Like it reminds me of Amber Gill when Greg was put in. Like everyone feels for Kevin. Everyone likes Kevin. And now they've sent in the nicest. And I have to say, she is coming across so well.
Yeah,
like you can tell she like even some of the raunchier games and stuff, she's kind of like laughing at them and she's like, oh, this is crazy. Yeah. She's not like, yeah, fucking let me up there. Like she's really being
definitely a little bit like nervy, uncomfortable, I think. Yeah. And like her and Kevin, you can tell that they do really like each other because they're literally like nervous teenagers around each other. It's like eek. But it's so funny because obviously, and I feel like everyone is having this universal experience because even though we don't like know Charlene that well, like we've met her a few times, but she's not like our mate.
Yeah.
But like watching her on TV, I'm literally like, she's like my sister.
But you know what? So I've obsessed. Always said this to you. Like, I think she's probably one of the nicest. There's only like a handful of influencers that I would say are like genuine. Yeah, really nice. So lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And Charlene is one of them. Like even at the Gossies, like every year, she will literally, if she's like on her way out, like she will wait until if I'm talking to people to like say goodbye to my face and to say thank you like for tonight. I just find that really rare when people are like, thank you and like supportive. And I've chatted to her a little bit on Instagram and stuff. And obviously we covered quite heavily her attack back in 2023, and I just think it's amazing how she dealt with it and what she's done with it. And like, what a person to get famous. Like me and you as well, we've seen over the years people getting famous that genuinely just do not deserve it
and
change a lot.
It.
She, I know, is going to be the exact same.
Yeah,
I really see for her as well. Like, I think she could end up moving to the UK and like have a massive career over there.
Yeah. And I think that's why she decided to go on the show, because I think she's in that position where she is, you know,
able to move and ready to move. Best thing that ever happened was her and Dano breaking up. I know, but he was never good enough for her, in my opinion.
No, definitely not.
But
it is interesting because obviously I'm covering the show live and you do forget that like Jasmine has a lot of supporters as well. Mm. There is a lot of very mean tweets.
Is there as well?
About Charlene and
Jasmine and Lorenzo to get back.
They do, but a lot of people are like obsessed with her being with Kevin as well.
It's just because they love Kevin. Yeah.
They just love her. They want her to like win, I think. And a lot of people are comparing her and Charlene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you kind of forget about the nasty side of the commentary around Love Island.
Least,
it can
I
be
feel
very
like
toxic.
Been through so much.
Yeah, and I do think
feedback.
That she is definitely well able to handle it. God, like some of the stuff I was seeing last night, I was like, Jesus, I hope she never sees any of this.
She probably won't. Like, I'm sure people that are minding her. I mean, but that's the big thing. Going on Love Island, you are risking like the most horrible things.
Yeah.
I even remember when my friend Hazel O'Sullivan did Big Brother. When she came out, a guy on the show had got kicked out for basically playfully strangling her. But like, obviously they had to like, it wasn't that playful to me anyway. But that's another conversation for another day.
I can't remember.
We'll just forget about him because we hate him. But I remember when she came out, they were like, oh, we have to give you like all your press. So with Big Brother, they probably do this with Love Island. Mm-hmm. They show you basically what's
they
gone
do.
On.
Yeah.
But I remember Hazel had like 12 folders and I was like, oh my God. And they were like, there's probably too much to go through. So I kind of had to explain to her what had been said and what he had been saying about her since he had come out.
Mm.
And it was just so much information for her to take in. She was literally just like, huh? And I was like, there's like 25,000 tweets about blah, blah, blah. So like, it was so crazy. Yeah. So hopefully it's similar in that you don't actually go through it all yourself. That someone is like, look, this was said or that was said.
But it is
also
crazy.
With Love Island, like, though, you know, things change. Like people hated Maura when she went in.
Yeah, exactly.
They basically accused her of like almost like assaulting Tommy Fury. Mm. Do you remember when she first
And
went
as
in?
We all know, like it is really difficult to come in during Casa Amor because you're going up against all these girls that viewers have come to love over 4 weeks. Mm. So like you are at a disadvantage, but then people are obviously arguing that she's at an advantage because she has so many followers. But Irish people can't vote.
We can't vote. Up the north they can, though, because I was getting messages and they'll be like, we're voting up here. I was vote. But the thing is, I don't know how you'd have something negative about Charlene, because she didn't even say, like, I want Cavan. She's been so, like, quiet, I think. He's been, like, going after her.
But you know the people that comment about Love Island on, like, the likes of X and stuff, they're so intense and they're brutal.
I genuinely think she's going to get to the final.
I think so too.
At the very least. Yeah. I don't know who's going to win, because I feel like it's really hard to tell that at this stage.
I definitely think Cavan is going to bring her back. This is my prediction. Cavan is going to bring her back, but then he is still going to have a little bit of a thing with Jasmine.
Jasmine's going to kick off.
Jasmine's going to kick off and probably go with... See, I know there is a thing with Jasmine and Lorenzo, but I don't think it's serious.
I feel like it reminds me of when Harry and...
Helena had that weird flirty thing, but it actually wasn't that
deep.
I
don't think Lorenzo wants to be in a relationship at all.
No. I think he's just having the crack.
Like. He's just, like, he's definitely an avoidant.
Yeah. Because
anytime he gets close to anyone, he seems to be like, oh, what about her? Like, he's definitely not able.
That Julia girl is kind of hilarious.
Yeah,
she's just funny. A bit like, you like me?
You like me or not? Yeah, she is.
Funny. I think she's gas.
But Finn as well has been playing up a little bit, I feel.
Now, I think the thing with Finn is interesting because, you know, the way that girl kissed him, she literally, like, planted that on him. I think he wanted to kiss her.
But he has had, like, his arm on her when they've been, like, lying down and chatting and stuff. It's been a little bit, and it's forgivable, but, like, there's a little
Ellie is going to destroy him, though. She's very outspoken.
And I don't know if Lola's going to be happy, because movie night, they're definitely going to show Fitzy doing that, like... weird fucking worm.
I don't know why he did that.
And then grabbing Charlene and lifting her up on top of him. That was wild. That was wild.
I definitely think, like, Fitzy could have played his journey differently.
In Casa?
In Love Island in general.
Do you think?
I think it was a mistake for him to couple up with someone so soon. Because just from what I'm seeing online... people are, like, bored with it. And he's not going to...
But I suppose coming back from this now, it's going to shake them a little bit.
A little bit, but I still think they'll end up together.
But let's say, so if Cavan goes back and he gets back with Jasmine, where do you think Charlene would go?
See, they're still going to bring people in. There's still going to be bombshells coming in.
I honestly just don't even think he likes Jasmine as much as he likes Charlene, though, from what I've seen. And the fact he's, like, I'm so drawn to
it. It was so funny, like, Aiden's literally selling Charlene to him. He's like, oh my God, like, you're so much happier with her.
Yeah.
Which I do agree with. Like, Cavan was literally getting a sty in his eye because he was so stressed about all the stuff with Jasmine and Lorenzo. So I do think Charlene is definitely more suited to him. But you can't deny that Jasmine is a sexy gal.
She is. And she's got those crazy eyes, I think. I think she's a bit nuts.
Yeah, but I just think men think with their dicks sometimes.
Hot.
She's hot. Yeah. But I think Charlene is hotter. And I also think that she's nicer. And there's a genuine connect. He said it last night, the word connection.
There's a connection. Yeah.
He's never said that to Jasmine. And I haven't heard him speak about her once since he's been in there.
See, maybe he has, though, and it's been edited. So you don't know. But the producers, like, if Charlene didn't make it into the main villa, I will literally eat my hat. Like, she has to be going.
No, he's going to bring her back.
Yeah.
He's literally barely thought of her. And if his own brother is like, you are happier with Charlene, like, why on earth?
Apparently their family as well, like Aiden and Cavan's family, haven't been too fond the Murphys. They're not very fond of Jasmine.
She's treated him like shit, I think.
Yeah.
And remember when the tweets were read out from home or from viewers? Her one was about disrespecting him. The word was like disrespect.
Yeah.
And then saying she was having an emotional affair.
Yeah.
With Lorenzo.
I also really didn't like the fact, because did you watch Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Yeah. The way she was like saying to Priya, she was like, oh, Priya, you just bring Jordan back so I can kind of keep him on ice, like in case things go south in the cabin. And Priya's like, I have no one. Like,
poor Priya, though. Like, I feel she's bad going for Jordan and he obviously doesn't want to be with her. But what about that other guy? Does she not like him?
He seems a bit guys, like, the they really... hated the girls with the guys.
I know,
that
I was saying this to you though. This is what I notice every year with the show is that they put really good girls into Casa, not just good looking girls, but like really good personalities. And the guys always get properly tested. And then they put shit people in the main villa. And all that the girls do is miss the guys. Whereas if they actually.
And then one guy was kicked out.
Kicked out, not even mentioned. If there had been better guys though, I feel like the girls could be a bit tested too.
Yeah.
But I feel like every year when CASA comes, the boys are so obviously just looking for a boohoo deal. They're always like, hey, yeah, I just want to get married. And I'm like, you've been here for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So, no. Is there anyone you think the girls are going to keep?
I think Yasmin will obviously couple up with that Tommy guy because she's seen Lorenzo kissing Julia. True, true. So she's like, right, Grant. Who else?
I think Jasmine will come up with your man because he saw Charlene kissing him in
yeah
that
so
episode.
I think she'll do it out of spite. Priya will obviously couple up with someone because she was coupled up with Aiden. So
I think that Jasmine though is going to pick Jordan because now yeah. she's seen the
but who will Priya pick?
The other that guy other who guy. Likes him yeah. I can't remember his name,
but Jasmine keeps trying to make such a point being like, I want to remain loyal and like, yeah, I'm not
seen
sneaky.
The photo now,
but they were on a break know. It's so Ross and Rachel,
it's so
it?
Ross and Rachel, but like in
they
fairness,
were on a break.
It's again the low quality of the men they put in though, because the yeah. first day she was like, well, we're on a break. And then when they came in, she was like, I miss Cavan.
Yeah.
So at the start, she was like, yeah. But I do think it's a biological thing with women too. Like, I just think women in general, we're like biologically set up to miss men more than yeah. men miss women. I do think when guys are away together,
we definitely get more emotionally attached quicker, obviously.
And the whole distance makes the heart grow fonder. I do think girls fall into that yeah. way more than men.
Yeah,
do.
Like she might not even like Cavan that much, but she's like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, I don't think she did like him that yeah. much. Sure, her and Lorenzo have been eye-fucking the shit out of each other. I'm yeah. sorry. Like, Lorenzo has no real connection with anyone either. I do think he wants Jasmine. I yeah. think he wants to be with her. And I think no matter who brings back who, whether she wants Cavan or not, I do think Lorenzo's going to go for Jasmine again. And he's going to be like, I was in that other villa and all these girls were there and I actually still, you're on my mind. Because he has
yeah.
mentioned
he
her.
He has, yeah.
Cavan hasn't. No. But he has been like, I'm thinking about Yasmin and Jasmine.
Yeah.
Like the two of them.
And I think the producers are definitely playing up to that storyline that Jasmine and Lorenzo will end up together.
Back together.
And that Charlene and Cavan should be
How
together.
How funny was Charlene's comment of, you look like Prince Eric. I'm just yeah. like, she just says it how it is. I was like, he actually does.
He does look like Prince Eric.
Or the funniest one ever was the like two truths and a lie when he was like, oh, I had boat. Sex on a rescue boat. And she was like, was it sinking? Like, you're like, what do you mean? Like, everyone just kept ignoring her. I was like, this is so funny. She's asking the questions we want to know. She was like, what do you mean? Was it sinking there? And he's just like, yeah. Like, it's just like, she's like, what the fuck is going on?
I love as well how she like said it straight up to Fitzy as well, being like,
you're not being yourself.
You're not being yourself.
Yeah.
Because I actually didn't realize that he was a guest on her podcast before.
Oh,
one of their live
he?
Podcasts. Yeah. So they have properly met
before.
And, you know, hung out.
Interesting. What she probably means there is that he's being boring as fuck yeah. on the show because he's with Lola all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so interested to see what happens. I think the CASA choices should be tonight or tomorrow.
I think it will end up happening on Friday and then the second half will be Sunday.
Bugs
they'll
sake.
Drag the arms out of it. They love doing that.
No, but they're going to have Jasmine as the last yeah. person. As yeah. in like, as in they'll be waiting for Cavan.
It's
going to
be
end.
Such a good recoupling though. And then apparently movie night is going to happen as soon as next week. And that's going to be like so dramatic.
Oh God.
But yeah, I hope that the girls will like welcome Charlene in.
No, I think
group.
They will. I think Jasmine will be pissed off at him. I don't yeah. think she's gonna be mean to Charlene. Yeah. I really don't. I think she's gonna be like, right. But again, what has she got to stand on? They were literally on a break.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like they were really loved up and then he went and he just happened to meet Charlene and changed his mind. Like she, like though that last night, again, the edit was done so well,
so
like
much.
Emmy winning edits there. That last night before the lads holiday thing happened, the amount of shots of Cavan just like literally looking teary eyed
yeah.
on his own
with his style
being like
eye.
What am I fucking missing here, like I'm being treated like shit, the audience thinks I'm being disrespected. Mm. Her and Lorenzo are talking about God knows what, like
they obviously teared it up perfectly.
It was perfect. That's when I knew, I was like, Charlene's going in this weekend. I knew yeah. it when I saw that edit. I was like, that is it. Honestly, if that hadn't happened, I don't think Charlene would have gone in at all.
No,
I think she
because
wouldn't
they
have gone
do
in
have to, and that's why they keep so many people kind of in line to go
depending
on, the show,
on what happens
they have to pick the right person to go
yeah
in.
Yeah,
because like I know it is a reality show but they have to produce it in the right way so that
there's
it
always
weaves.
A story arc
yeah
there's, like who or that girl I also kind of like her, the one that's been getting with Aiden, she's kind of gas in CASA.
Oh,
more.
Martha.
Yeah, the
yeah.
fact that she like wouldn't kiss him, but yeah. was kissing everyone else. That's what he deserves.
I love how he's literally in everyone's face. Yeah. He's like, oh, give us a kiss, will ya?
Like,
everyone's
so
like, go away.
Cavan, isn't he? He's so weird.
I actually think he's kind of funny though. He makes
but
me
he's
laugh.
An ick though.
He is an ick, yeah.
And she's like, we just have banter.
You know, Cavan's like, oh. younger than him. Like, it's like the opposite. Like, Cavan's like a 50-year-old man, and Aiden's like,
Cavan's a little sweetheart, though.
Yeah.
Although he'll be getting a slap for saying that Charlene's an older woman. Like, I know he's 21.
She's only 27.
She looks about 19, yeah, though. She looks so young.
So young.
I actually think Jasmine looks way older than Charlene.
I think Jasmine is older. She's 28 or something.
But she looks, like, as in what I mean is Charlene looks so young for her
yeah,
age.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always thought about her. She's a real, like, baby face. Like, she looks
27
very young.
Is young also, guys.
Yeah. As a fucking...
As the ladies that are in their
in
30s.
Their 30s. The ages shall not be revealed. They shall remain concealed. But anyway, look, obviously, if you're following the show, make sure you are watching everything on Goss, because we always have the first look before yes. anyone else every day.
Yeah.
We're going to have all of the reactions to her. It's going to be such an exciting recoupling. Unfortunately, Kendra's away next week, so we won't be doing a podcast on it.
I know.
But obviously, keep an eye on the Goss channels, because we will be talking about it there. And hopefully... in 3 weeks' time, we'll be talking about how Charlene is in the final.
Woo!
Okay, have a good rest of the week.
Bye. Bye.